Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Robert Whitford, W-H-I-T-F-O-R-D. Robert Whitford is a 58-year-old male who reports that he injured his left hand at work on 9/30/21. Period. He was on a steep driveway when a truck ran over his hand. Period. He reached out to look for the at the wall. As a result, he believes he injured his left arm, comma, left hand, comma, left middle finger, comma, and left leg. But he was seen at the emergency room the same day. Period. Further evaluation and treatment, including emergency surgery. Period. This was what he describes as a skin graft. Period. The donor site was in the groin area and it was applied to the left middle finger. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment in June of 2022. Period. And going back to the first part where I describe how he got hurt, he explains his hand was crushed by a truck that was going in reverse as it rolled down a hill. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Whitford was seen at the emergency room on 9/30/21. Period. He stated a FedEx truck ran over his left hand. Period. He did not sustain any other injuries. Period. He underwent several different x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He was diagnosed with a crush injury and avulsion at the distal tip of the middle finger. Period. On 9/30/21, he underwent surgery. Scratched that on 10/1/21, he underwent surgery by Dr. Zeitels. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was crushed laceration injury to the left hand. Period. Mr. Whitford followed up postoperatively. Period. Sorry, scratch that. The postoperative. The procedure performed was debridement and plastic surgical repair of laceration of the left middle finger with exploration of the left hand traumatic injury. Period. He also performed open treatment at the distal phalanx fracture of the left middle finger, comma, debridement of devitalized tissue, soft tissue and bone in the area of the open fracture, comma, advancement and flap, and reconstruction of the defect of the left middle finger, comma, full thickness skin graft of the left middle finger, comma, and preparation of the recipient site for flap and skin graft of the left middle finger. Period. He then did follow up post-operatively. Period. However, on 10/7/21, he submitted to excisional debridement of devitalized tissue wounds from his left leg. Period. 10/14/21, Dr. Zeitels performed debridement of open wound of the left leg. Period. On 10/21/21, he again performed debridement of devitalized tissue wound of the left leg. Per the postoperative diagnosis, was open wound of the left leg. Period. He submitted to another procedure on 11/4/21, involving debridement of wounds of the left leg and left middle finger. Prepared the postoperative diagnoses were open wounds of the left leg and left middle finger. Period. On 11-12-21, Dr. Zeidels performed debridement of open wounds of the left middle finger. Period. On 11-19-21, Dr. Zeidels performed debridement of devitalized tissue of the open wound of the left middle finger. Period. On 11-23-21, he performed debridement of devitalized tissue of the open wound of the left middle finger. Period. On 12-2-21, Dr. Zeidels performed a similar procedure. Period. This was repeated on 12-16-21. Period. New paragraph on 11-24-21. Dr. Zeidels wrote correspondence to Protective Insurance. Insurance, period, he stated, this gentleman suffered a partial amputation of his left middle finger along with injuries to his left leg. Period, the left leg wounds are now closed, but it remains with an open wound on the distal aspect of the left middle finger. Period, he has been undergoing serial debridements with local care of the wound. Period, this has been successful in reducing the size of the wound and healing his finger. Period, he anticipated he would be completely healed in 2 to 3 weeks' time. With continuation of his local wound care, coupled with debridement of any devitalized tissue that develops. But he also needed to participate in occupational therapy. Period. He saw Dr. Zeidels again on 1-4-22 when Mr. Whitford related everything was healed. Pretty had some sensitivity on the tip with some pain and also had stiffness of the finger. Pretty was going to therapy. Period. He remains out of work for 4 to 6 weeks until his range of motion, sensitivity, and function of the finger improved. Period. Dr. Zeidels saw him through 5-26-22. Period. Mr. Whitford stated he hurt his right little finger in an independent accident about 2 weeks ago. Period. That area appears to be healed. Period. He felt he could return to full duty. Period. He was going to return on an as-needed basis. Period. On 12-21-21, he did have x-rays of the left fingers. Period. It showed a small osseous defect with soft tissue defect at the distal aspect of the long finger distal phalanx, semicolon mild osteoarthritis at the long finger DIP joint. Period. And before that visit, right, on 4-28-22, he was seen developed an increased pain and sensitivity during his work hardening therapy. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. He remained in his shoes and ambulated without difficulty. Period. He stated he has a, quote, dropped toe, end quote, on the right secondary to a back injury. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed a swollen left elbow extensor surface, possibly due to gout. Period. There was early thickening of the left palmar aponeurosis. Period. The left long finger was 1 1/4 inch shorter than the right. Period. He had an irregular nail and a rough texture to his pulp. Period. there was no atrophy or effusions. Period. His left long finger tended to stay in flexion at the DIP joint at approximately 30 degrees. Period. PIP flexion was 75 degrees and DIP flexion 45 degrees, done passively. Period. He was able to extend the long finger at the PIP joint passively. Period. Motion of the remaining fingers, both wrists, elbows, and shoulders was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Quick observation, noted his left knee had a heel scar, and he denies any injuries there. I'm sorry, any symptoms there. Period. Impressions on 9/30/21, Robert Whitford fell out of the truck and it ran over his hand. Period. He currently simply states it ran over his hand but did not convey that it was after he fell from the truck. Period. He was seen at the emergency room and found to have injuries primarily to the left long finger. Period. He quickly came into the care of Dr. Zeidels, who performed surgery on 10/1/21. Period. A series of debridement surgeries then took place. Period. An advancement flap of the donor site from his groin was also applied. Period. He attended occupational therapy. Period. As of 5/26/22, he was doing well. Period. Mr. Whitford related he had sustained an unrelated right small finger injury about 2 weeks before. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the left long finger. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left arm or left knee. Period. End.